Zhenqiao, hi everyone. I finally found some time to contact everyone and let you all know what's been going on here in sunny hot Vietnam for the past few days. We have been working really, really hard. We work from 8 to 4 every day with 2 breaks plus lunch. We are actually building these houses from very first stage to the very last stage. We are making the cinder blocks out of cement, gravel, and water, letting them dry, and then transporting them the next morning. This morning we stacked 800 cinder blocks. Then I made rebar reinforcements yesterday, and today I was a bricklayer with mortar and all. So yes, it has been very physical hard work in the really hot sun. I have been coming home from dinner around 8 and passing out, so all you Skypers, sorry, but I have been so tired. I have been so sore every morning, but it has been very rewarding because the neighborhood families and children are so appreciative and they need so much. The other day, we had some downtime, and in true Ms. Ovet fashion I rallied all the children to have a litter picking up contest. That's one thing, there is so much trash everywhere, and everyone throws everything on the ground without even thinking twice about it. Our team leader brought a mass use into the hotel so everyone could get massages. I opted out, and so glad I did. Everyone who got a massage either looked like they got jumped because of all the bruises all over their body, or have about 30 huge bright red circles all over their backs because they got a cupping massage, a normal Asian practice. God was definitely looking out for me on this one. I am rooming with Amy and an Australian girl who is a world traveler. Her name is Gemma and she is a nurse. She has been teaching me a lot of Australian lingo, like sunglasses are sunnies, and sneakers are runners, and sandals are pluggers. Quite interesting. She also gets a kick out of my American ways. We also have 2 couples from New Zealand who run a summer camp. They invited Amy and I to come volunteer at their camp and stay in their volunteer housing next summer. Then we have a few Canadians who are also world travelers. There is a military couple who live in Japan and another who are stationed in Korea. Then there's Ed and Sheila, the priest and the nun, who quit their duties to get married 40 years ago. This trip is their anniversary present to each other. So needless to say, we quite a bunch. I am learning a lot about the Vietnamese culture and the Asian influence, but am also learning so much, if not more, from being with such a diverse group of people. They are all getting a kick out of Amy and I. Today we finished our first project. We were building a duplex community called Rainbow Village. It's like a little neighborhood for about 50 families who had been living in the local dump site. We visited the dump and it was like a landfill where people set up a tarp and called it home, grazing on the trash and looking for anything of value to sell. Very eye-opening. There is a picture of the dump attached. Habitat believes that the families who are receiving these homes need to put some sweat equity into their home, so we are working side by side with the families and the local skilled laborers. It's crazy because some of them are working with sandals on or no shoes at all. Next week we are going to a new build site to work on water and sanitation systems. It is Friday around 5 p.m. right now, and in the morning we are off to Phacoc Island for some R&R. We are going to visit some beaches, do some shopping, and go nighttime squid fishing. It is definitely a much needed break. We are taking a plane there and an airfoil boat back on Sunday. Next week we are visiting a local school and hospital. We have been eating rice, noodles, and veggies for every meal, including breakfast. We have been eating lots of exotic fruits like dragon fruit, mangosteen, and others I don't even know the name of. The language barrier is definitely an issue, but we have Ngan, our translator, who is learning English, so we have been exercising our charades and mime language skills. The kids love us because we give them lots of attention, candy, and balloons. The driving situation is ludicrous here. Everyone rides scooters and there are no rules, and everyone does whatever they want. We visited 2 pagodas yesterday, a Cambodian one and a Vietnamese one. I have really been enjoying the rich culture and all the differences. I know I am all over the place, but I am hungry and tired. Dinner time is approaching, so that's all for now. Love you all and miss you dearly. Enjoy the pics. Love, Elisa.